You are a finalist on season 8 of the Food Network Star, and you're coming back for Comeback Kitchen. Is this revenge, retribution? Right. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, when you're given a second shot at anything,
sure,
you'd be insane not to take advantage of that.
Oh, I couldn't agree with
especially
you more.
Especially when it has to do with entertainment, when it's such a cutthroat business to begin with,
mm-hmm.
as I'm sure you are aware of in radio. So, yeah, it's definitely something that I'm not going to miss the opportunity to. And I've always been told if there's a window, jump through it.
Absolutely. Now, being a finalist on season 8, what was that like? How hard was that?
Oh, it was extremely difficult. I didn't expect the mental warfare that took place. It was something that I don't think you could really take. I don't think you could really properly prepare for something like this.
Uh-huh.
You really don't know, unless you've already been through it, what to expect. And I've never been under such a microscope to where, imagine somebody following you with a camera every step of the way during your workday, your personal living situation, and capturing every little moment where we're flawed. We're humans, so we always make mistakes. And to capture that and know that a million or so people are going to see every mistake that's made, it's pretty intense. It makes things very nerve-wracking.
Mm. So how are you going to handle it this time around then?
Well, I've been through it, so I kind of knew what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
I know that people are going to be coming in with their A game, and they're going to be nice to your face. And for the most part, they're nice, but deep down inside, they want to ultimately win. So you got to have to take every compliment, every smile with a grain of salt. I mean, be authentic, but at the same time, realize you are in a game situation. So they're there to win and beat you.
Couldn't agree with you more.
Yes, I prepared myself mentally for this and the anxiety and the stress. I prepared myself. I said, okay, it's going to be stressful. It's going to be nerve-wracking. It's going to be difficult, but, go into it expecting that and come out swinging.
So what is your greatest strength when you're on camera like that?
Well, I guess I've performed before on stage in front of people,
mm-hmm.
in front of thousands of people, so it's kind of similar, yet this is probably a little bit more intense because I think the more people you have in an audience in front of you, the easier it is. I know that sounds crazy,
mm-hmm.
but when there's very few people in a very controlled environment with cameras, it's almost hard not to get pressure.
Oh, yeah. Now, the new season's going to be premiering on Sunday, May 21st. Who are you going to be up against? What can you share with us?
Well, there's 6 other contestants that have been from different seasons of Food Network Star,
mm-hmm.
and they come from all walks of life, from different regions of the country, with different cooking skills, different influences, different lifestyles. Some have families, some don't. Some are old, some are older, some are younger. So everyone's bringing their own kind of essence and personality to the game, which makes things very interesting.
Mm. I love competitive cooking shows. I don't envy any of you having to be under that kind of pressure. And we've seen people who are so incredibly talented absolutely fold under the pressure. But, hey, when you're working in a restaurant, so you have a really hot, trendy kitchen, you're under pressure there, too. But there's no camera in your face, right?
And no stopwatch.
No. Darn stopwatches.
But, yeah, that's true.
Hey, you mentioned that you're used to being on stage in front of a lot of people, and you were in a rock band, I understand, and I love the name of it. Tell us about that life.
Oh, yeah. The band is called Fell on Deaf Ears, DEAF. Kind of the expression where, no one's probably going to listen to our music, so we might as well just call it something like that. And the reason why we thought that was because I collaborated with a very unique musician, and he was British-born, Asian Indian descent.
Hmm.
So with that combination of Indian and British, he brought those two combinations to my American West kind of rock and roll vocal style. So it was a very interesting fusion. Yeah, it was cool.
That had to be an awful lot of fun. You also work as a food consultant for several restaurants. How hard is it to give really critical advice to some of these people that think they may know it all? Is that hard?
It is hard, but I do work with, I have a business partner, Chef Sean Kaplan,
mm-hmm.
and he and I have a very interesting, balanced kind of similar to like a Mick Jagger, Keith Richards. You know, where you love and hate each other, but when you get together and collaborate, you can create some really crazy, insane, amazing dishes. And you fight like brothers, but you know, you love each other like family.
Sure.
And that's, I think, what you kind of need, a little bit of that insanity to make creative things happen. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense. And I know here in Tampa Bay, our restaurant scene is doing really well. And someone, they had done an article at the beginning of the year talking about the amount of restaurants that were expected to open over the next year. And it was some insane amount. And I have to wonder how many of those are still going to be open in a year. Where do a lot of these restaurants make their biggest mistakes?
Well, obviously with real estate, location.
Oh, yeah.
One big thing. I love Tampa. I went to school at the University of Tampa.
Beautiful place.
And I remember back then even Hyde Park was starting to boom.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I think a lot of places messed up when it comes to a couple things. Location, the menu is too big, so they can't maintain consistency and good quality.
Mm-hmm.
And also, aside from location being essential, is the management, the owners, the trickle-down effect to where if the owners and then the managers have an attitude, it goes and passes through to the vibe of and energy of the restaurant, and people sense it. They can almost taste it.
Mm-hmm.
You get the vibe from servers. The servers might look miserable. You just can sometimes feel it when you walk into places that it doesn't feel warm. It doesn't feel welcoming. It just seems like there's something something's unraveling. And so I think that a lot of it has to do with location and the attitude from the owners down to the management.
I agree with you 100%. Now, I know you can't give us any spoilers about the upcoming season of Comeback Kitchen, but is there a smile on your face when you think about it? Can I ask that much?
Yes, there's a big smile. I have to admit, I am so hard on myself, and I tried to be perfect, and obviously I'm going to fail at that because no one's perfect. But, you know, as you said earlier, when we mentioned, you know, getting a second chance at anything, you have to smile. You have to be happy with the fact that, wow, I must have done something right in the first show that I was on, Food Network Star Season 8, to even have them consider me to come back and, you know, go on TV on the Food Network, which is pretty awesome. Great opportunity.
Oh, it's extremely awesome. Okay, guys, Food Network Star Comeback Kitchen is premiering Sunday, May 21st at 8 o'clock. And Chef Josh Lyons from South Florida will be on there. We'll be looking forward to seeing you, and I'll cheer you on. Hopefully, I'll be doing some cartwheels on that last show for you.
Oh, God, I was told no more cartwheels, but yeah, please do. I did that fun handstand on the first show.
Oh.
So thank you, Aunt Kelly. I appreciate it so much, and I'll do a fun handspring with you, okay?